This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We respectfully acknowledge that we broadcast on unceded ancestral territory of the Coast Salish peoples. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and listen to our podcasts on SoundCloud and our website, cjsf.ca. Have a request? Text or call us at 778-782-2573.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That was Come As You Are from Nirvana and their seminal record, Nevermind. Arguably the biggest grunge act to ever come out of Seattle and that period of time in the 90s. Cobain spoke about the lyrics, and he really just has to say this. He just says it's about people and how they act, and that's sort of very Buddhist, Zen-like way to look at the whole song, Come As You Are. We've got music from Pip Millett coming up, and this is a song from a Manchester-born singer-songwriter who has taken the UK by storm with her chilled-out and emotionally fused R&B and soul. We have some music from Métis singer-songwriter Robin Sissick. She lives in Edmonton, Alberta, and is a great artist that you need to know. She won the Indigenous Superstars 2022 Best Emerging Artist. She's got a song on the show from that year. She released it in August called Hey Disaster coming up on the show. Frazzy Ford has a song called Azad. Last year I ran into her at the Regina Folk Festival. Lovely lady, lovely talent, and just a brilliant voice that you gotta check out. Frazzy Ford from the West Coast. Jay Lee Wolf up on the show has some brand new music. It is called Holding On. Jay Lee Wolf was nominated for Best Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year at the 2022 Juno Awards and is also one half of the group Once a Tree with her partner Hayden Wolf. Here is brand new music from Jay Lee Wolf right here on the Jukebox with Holding On.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Cause wearing the same old Jackie dress. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, but when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. Na 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 na, you know she's waiting, just anticipating things that she'll never, never, never possess. But while she's there waiting, try a little tenderness. That's all you got to do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She has her griefs and cares, but the soft words, they all spoke so gentle, yeah, yeah, yeah. It makes it easier, easier to bear. Regret it, no, no. Some girls, they don't forget it. Love is their only happiness. But it's all so easy. All you gotta do is try a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. Squeeze her, don't tease her, never leave her. Got to try a little tenderness. And all you got to do, you got to squeeze her, don't tease her, never leave her. Got to try a little tenderness. Tenderness, yes, tenderness. All you got to do.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
Discover the new album by Najuan, The Great Sea. Great Sea by Najuan. Available now on all platforms. Land of Skolin. Land of Skolin. Visit headingnorthmusic.com for more information.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Oh, my love. Will I ever see? Will I ever see my love? Will I ever see? Oh, will I ever see daylight?
Daylight.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? I could lose my mind if I don't see this through.
Lost in all this repetition.
I'm Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. That was Zaki Abraham, and Zaki is a South African-Canadian singer-songwriter who blends R&B, soul, and jazz. Her music's infectious, and she just guested on a track with Witch Prophet. We played that last week. And right now, music from Daniel Monkman, who is Zune, that is his artistic moniker. The song is called Dotem, and Daniel was on social media yesterday raving about how he finally got a Pitchfork review, and it was pretty good at that. So congratulations, buddy. Really proud of you. Here is Zune on the Jukebox.